Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel talking cattle on feed up next. We've got your Oklahoma FFA coverage from the 2017 National FFA Convention in Indianapolis on radio, mornings and midday on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Updates each morning on our Farm and Ranch News email. Ongoing coverage all day on the Blue Green Gazette on the OklahomaFarmReport.com website. And we'll even have an ongoing blog through Twitter coverage. Check our website for details. It's all a service of the Oklahoma FFA alumni and the Oklahoma FFA Association, building tomorrow's leaders today.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
Talking today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, we've got the latest USDA cattle on feed report. As we've been kind of watching the last several months, we've seen more and more cattle on feed month to month and compared to a year ago. That's the case again with these latest October 1 numbers.
That's correct. And in fact, we anticipated an increase in placements this month. The average trade estimate going into this was for about an 8% year-over-year increase, came in at 13.5% above that, which, again, is going to be treated, I think, as a pretty bearish factor in the market. The marketings were pretty close to expected, but the large placement number pushed the on-feed total up to 5.4% over year-ago levels.
The numbers obviously are getting bigger. Does this report catch you a little bit by surprise?
A little bit. We knew it was going to be a bigger number, and honestly, in recent days, analysts have had quite a bit of discussion about just how much bigger. So I don't think in one sense it was a total shock, and there were a couple of analysts that were on record as predicting it to be this high. But nevertheless, I suspect the market reaction will be a little bearish. You know, we know there's more cattle out there. We've been seeing larger auction volumes. I wasn't sure whether those were cattle that were going back out to pasture, getting ready for winter grazing. It would appear now, based on these numbers, that a significant number of those cattle were going on into the feedlot.
I guess what feedlots have been in the black for a good bit of 2017. So there, I'm sure they're eager to refill that pen space.
They have been, and you're absolutely right. You know, they made really good profits in the first half of the year, a little bit slimmer here in the second half of the year, but still, break even or close to it or a little above it at times. There's still some opportunity, although these feeder cattle have been pretty expensive, but feedlots have, I think the futures has been awfully strong, and so that has allowed them to go ahead. And you're absolutely right, you know, with the cost of gain what it is and continued expectation for, inexpensive cost of gain, feedlots have a lot of incentive to feed something. So they've been turning these cattle over, moving them through the system pretty quickly, but then, following through with lots of placements to keep those feedlots full.
We've talked, obviously, last year we saw this happen, and it's definitely been a big factor here in 2017 has been how well we've done in keeping our current currentness as far as feedlots are concerned. We've been pretty aggressive marketing the cattle. Are we still on track to do that? Or are we starting to get overwhelmed a little bit by these supplies?
I don't think we're losing that much ground on the marketing ends of things. We've continued to market cattle. We are slowly building these inventories, just, on the front end's a little bit ahead of the back end in terms of cattle coming in with larger feeder supplies. But at the same time, carcass weights continue to be down. They've increased seasonally this fall, but they're holding, well below year-ago levels. I think feedlots have continued to move these cattle in a very timely way and moderated total beef production by keeping the carcass weights down. So, again, I don't see this as a problem, and certainly in a bigger picture sense, I'm not at all surprised to see these placements be large. Sometimes the month-to-month variation is a little bit more volatile than we anticipate, but overall the numbers are there, and it's not surprising that these feedlot inventories are going to continue to grow for the foreseeable future.
Cattle Market Watcher Daryl Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, October 26th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction started at 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 18,200 head, including 2,650 yearling steers, 2,000 yearling heifers, 11,000 weaned calves, and 1,550 calves on cows. If you want more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.